Tuesday is when we do a little thing called Think Breakfast, and we take a quick look at just a little bit of the Think programming that we've got here on 2SER. Three shows that encourage you to think about health, think about sustainability, and on today's segment, think about digital futures. Shane Anderson is the host of Think Digital Futures. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, got my head in the digital future, thinking about what's coming next.
Now, you've got an interesting one because we're looking at where digital futures combine with?
Combine with our experiences of the environment. So basically, like, we do tend to think that when we're glued to our screens, we don't stop and smell the roses, that we're like disconnected from the environment around us. But actually, I've found a bunch of stories for this week's episode that maybe show that that's not necessarily the case. So one of the things that we were looking at was a VR experience of Australia's national parks. So basically, it's a joint effort between the National Parks and Wildlife Service and this group called New Horizons, which are a not-for-profit. And this VR experience is designed to help people with disabilities experience parts of Australia that they wouldn't normally have access to.
Now, that's very cool to me because I've done some very good VR stuff, including taking a trip in a submarine with David Attenborough to check out the Great Barrier Reef. And I can tell you, I was never going to get an opportunity to do that ever in real life.
I have also done that experience and I may have accidentally hit the person next to me trying to hug David Attenborough.
It's kind of weird because you're almost sitting on his lap in that one. It's like, oh, David.
There he is. So yeah, this is the same thing, but it's designed with the VR tech that you can just have at home. Like, it's not the professional gear. So anyone in theory can download this software, get the VR kit and put it on at home and go take a trip through the Great Barrier Reef, go to Uluru, go to Kangaroo Island, all places that if you were to visit with a disability or a disadvantage in accessibility would cost thousands of dollars. You'd need carers, you'd need there to be ramps and proper amenities. And it's just a lot of these places, like, people feel locked out of.
Absolutely. And I also think, you know, adjunct to that, there's a lot of wowserism about technology locking us out from our world. I remember there was a photo doing the rounds of a whole bunch of school kids in a gallery staring at their phones. And there was a lot of like, oh, how terrible is that? They were doing assignments.
Exactly.
Using an app to help them explore the gallery.
Yeah, there is a lot of assumptions that technology cuts us off. But yeah, I just wanted to show that that's not the case. And we do know that VR experiences create empathy.
Mm.
So there was a kind of a controversial situation earlier in the year where there was a CEO sleep out and they did a VR experience of what it was like to be homeless, which was totally out of sync, very tone deaf.
Yeah.
But it was based on research that VR makes you feel empathy for the thing that you're viewing. And I wanted to take this a little bit further and see how far does this empathy for what you're seeing actually go. So if you're doing a virtual reality experience of the Great Barrier Reef, but also knowing in the back of your mind that the Great Barrier Reef is an environment in extreme peril, it's not got much longer, it's very upsetting. What does this empathy actually push you to do?
And how empathetic can we get about this? I mean, I'm quite curious.
Yeah, so I wanted to test and see where the line is drawn, you know, see where the limits of our empathy are. And it's a really interesting area. I mean, there's no conclusive answer to it. I've been talking to sustainability professors, environment lectures to see just how technology does help us relate to the environment and whether or not that relationship is enough to save it.
It's an interesting one because even when there aren't sort of issues around accessibility for the individual, quite often it's just impractical to get out to some of these places or prohibitively expensive. So many ways of doing it. And you're right, without a direct kind of understanding of it, without you thinking, I have experienced that, it's very easy to divorce yourself from what is happening around you.
Yeah, well, one of the potential applications for this VR technology is that we could create virtual reality experiences of places that are in danger and that human impact is making worse. And if we could experience it virtually, we don't have to go there physically and trample on the plants or ruin the environment any more than it's already been destroyed. So, I mean, there's this big grey area that I think we're only just starting to explore.
And of course, amazingly, like, moving beyond sort of that 360 video style of VR, you could have well-crafted experiences that show you what it was like 40 years ago and how much that has changed, the way humanity has been wrecking it. I mean, you know, you could really get that one-to-one experience of what we have done to these areas.
Yeah, really put things in perspective. There's so much potential for this technology that if you simply look at a photo of kids on their iPhones and think, oh, society's gone to the dogs, you're not looking at the full picture.
So when can we actually listen to this episode?
Well, it's tonight, actually. It's 6:30 p.m. On 2SER, or we've also got the podcast, so you can get it on our website. You can look up Think Digital Futures on iTunes and download the podcast from there.
This is an absolutely huge one, right inside my wheelhouse in terms of my interests. Shane Anderson, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Nick.
And we will do more Think Breakfast this time next week.